En daar gaat hij in het bij. Kan er een bonnen. Meisje, de Rabbi Elazar, Shagadar, Shloish, Esrei, Taimie, Talat, Tube, en de Jode, Shama. De Rabbi Elazar, mijn moeder is, was going to 13 carnations, which is the whole set of carnations of Shama. De Jode, Shama. Achoyna, by the last time is, by the last time is, and after the time is, Yitzhilu, Hakibu, Lotzai, so, they started going out of any from Shul. Omar lahem tekantem kvorim la'atmechem, you were mistaken kvorim for yourself, go call her on the tchiyah, so they all of a sudden it rang a bell by them that they're facing, they all scream out with crying, b'yol b'kshamit. Rashi in the in Yaakov, Rashi says as follows: Kvorim tekantem la'atzmechem. You are misakim kvorim al asher atem yoitzim. You're going out of shul. She'enchem mispalolim al horov shelo yovoy. Is that the Blessed Benukin has told them, you're not facing facts of life. Good, we made the 13th Tanaisim, we did ours, and now there's nothing what to do. If you're living with such an attitude, so then the next thing to do is to make sure you have Kvorim, because if nothing else will be done, there'll be a Ra'ovim. And when that statement hit home, so they realized how bitter the matzav was, they cried. Yaakov says, "So shari the mois lady nalu." So that was what brought about the kshamim. Rashi, Ma'aseh the Rabbi Elazar ben Hilkanus, Yud Gimel Tanya, Sheitanu Vaholfu, Ad Shegamru Yud Gimel. They did the whole set. Kedusnan Ovra Ilu Vleinenu. Yisilu Atzibu Lotzeit Mibeis Haknesset. They went out of it. Kvorim tekantem b'tmiyim. Ein lachem ella l'chu kibrei atmechem ibnei harok. That's the next thing to do. If you're not doing anything else, so you have to make sure you have a keva. Go tzaku. Kamayim yiga sher al belilei poloich v'goi. The Rashi brings down, this is a lotion of Tzahoka. Rashi brings down two psukim. So the Hammer wanted to say perhaps these two psukim have a shaykhah with our sugya. So Yige Shoyer al Bliloi means if a Shoyer will scream when it doesn't have his food mixed up for him. So there this pasuk is speaking about the Chesaron Mezainis, for when a Shoyer doesn't have Chesaron Mezainis, doesn't have what to eat, he screams. Holech v'goy, this pasuk is speaking about when the Poreis Olois went and brought back the Orim that was stolen by the Plishtim. So I wanted to make sure that this is Min HaShemayim. So their children, they locked at home, and the Poreis started going. So they were going like they felt they were forced to go. They were carrying the Orim. But Le'ivah Gisa, they were crying that they're separated from their children. So the two times it's mentioned in the pasuk, a tzaoka of b'chi, is either there's a chesaron of mezainis, or there's a separation of from the children. So I wanted to say, so it could be that was the tzaoka over here also, that they realized what eventually if things don't change, what's going to become, number one, there's going to be a Ra'ovim. Number two, they spoke about Kvorim, so they'll be leaving their families pretty soon. Maybe the children will be able to have more stamina to last more, but they'll be, and if they'll never all be, there'll also be a pilot in the Mishpacha. So it could be that was the Indian that Rashi brings down these two psukim. Zot the Gemara weiter, Shuv Maise, bin Rabbi Elazar, Mr. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, Sheyor Ad Lifnei HaTeve, ואומר 24 ברוכס, ולא איננה. He said the whole נוסח of שמי נסחה, 24 ברוכס, ולא איננה. יורד רבי עקיבא אחרו, ואומר אבינו מלכנו, אין לנו מלך אלא אותו. אבינו מלכנו, למענך רחם עלינו. ויורדו כשם, here's 24 ברוכס, and nothing's happening, here's to אבינו מלכנו, and all of a sudden it starts raining. הוי מרענני רבונו, ורבונו הוא מרענני, נתה המיינם, ורבונו הוא מרענני, בסל רבי אלעזר הגדול, בסל רבי עקיבא, תלמיד, ויסייה בשמיים, וזה much greater חשיבס, רבי עקיבא has over רבי אלעזר הגדול. יוצא בסקל ואומרו, לא מבנה שזה גדול מזה, אלא שזה מעביר על מידוי סוף וזה אינו מעביר על מידוי סוף. The Chochmas Menoyach brings down from the Sefer Beis Elokim from the Mabit, Bechira, this is very difficult to understand. That means if we are saying that one isn't greater than the other, אלא שזה מעביר על מידוי סוף וזה אינו מעביר על מידוי סוף. So this alone is Tzalkaponim. In this Nekude of Maver al Midoisa, they Maver al Midoisa, so he's greater than him. So what Pshat Shain Zeh Godel Mizeh? Lebnesh Zeh Godel Mizeh? There is a Godless. So he brings from the Beis Elokim, and that's where the Meforish and the Yaakov also says this Mahalach. Very interesting. Rabbi Kiva originates from Geirin. Abelezer HaGodl originates from Eden. So, Rabbi Kiva had Netiyas Shal Taiva, Netiyas to do Ro. He had a Yerushas Oves. He originates from Goyim. So Memela, for him to do mitzvahs, here he brings us the Loshen, the Chochmas Menoya. Elosh Rabbi Lezer hoya beteva ubetaive muchen lasis sedoke v'loyit stair al asiyas ha-mitzvahs v'osa kifim bidoysa v'akev, this trunas ha-nefesh was to do these things, it wasn't against his grain. Avo Rabbi Kive betivoy ubetaivoysa hoya noitish loy lasis mitzvah והוא כובש אס יצרוי ועושה על כולחוי. That means every mitzvah he did was going uphill, was against his grain. ונצטייר באמת שעושה הפך ממידוי סוף המוחלוטים מאוביו. He originated from גרים, so ממילא he had these תכונות. ולקח נקרא מעביר על מידוי סוף. That means that in order to be making the mitzvahs, he had to go against his midas, and Rabbi Lezer didn't have this difficulty. So Lemaise, so it wasn't a godless that Rabbi Kiva was greater. The Nisyonis that Rabbi Kiva had, Rabbi Lezer didn't have. So therefore, Lefum Tzara Agra. So there is such a cheshbon. So Kaponim, but Be'etzim, there's no hero of godless of Rabbi Kiva over Rabbi Lezer. The story is told there were two bochim learning in Radin, and one had a cheshik to learn, he had kishrin. The mishpocha wanted him to remain by learning. The other was the exact opposite. He didn't have a cheshik. He wasn't about kishrin, and the mishpocha told him he should leave the yeshiva ready. Well, the kids said they were both learning. And after a man, Mugbel, the Chofetz Chaim, met both Bochrim, and he asked the one who had everything going for him, what daf are you up to? So he said, how much did he learn already? So he told him he learned a lot. Very good. Then he went over to the second Bochrim, how much did you learn? He also learned a lot. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, you're making a mistake, you learned 100 lot. Pam achas betzar kimei apomim shaloi betzar. That means even though in the Gemara it looks like you learned the same amount, but you learned 100 times more than he learned. So according to the Beis Elokim, this is the Cheshbon over here also. Rabbi Akiva, since he encountered so many difficulties in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, so Memela, so therefore his Avodah was more Choshev than the Avodah of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says another explanation on this Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, that the one should be an Ambison like Hillel, and he shouldn't be a Kapdan like Shammai. The Gemara brings Mises that the Geirim and the Goyim went to Hillel and to Shammai, Geireini ala Galachas, and there was a Hakpode by Shammai when he wanted to be Megayah them. He didn't want to fulfill their whims. And then Beis Hillel was very cooperative with that. The Gemara says that one should be an Anderson like Hillel and not a captain like Shammai. So Rabbi Sol Salanta explains that one should chas v'shalom never think that Shammai was by nature a captain and Hillel was by nature an Anderson. He says no. He says, that's not pshat. He says, there was, just like we have machlekes in b'chol mikzayis ha-teire, between Shammai and Hillel, so there was a machlekes between Shammai and Hillel, how a Talmud Chochem has to react in different matzavim. Shammai held that Talmud Chochem can't let himself be stepped on. There has to be a certain authority, a certain dignity that a Talmud Chochem has to have, and that's Kvod HaTorah. And therefore he can't be mevater on this. It's not his Kvod, it's Kvod HaTorah. And Beis Hillel held Fakert, that Kuf is Kvod HaTorah, the Kvod HaTorah to show that there's Fakert, the Gevaldike Vatronis, the Gevaldike Anivis, that's Kvod HaTorah. So there's a Machlekes, just like there's a Machlekes, B'chol Mikzayis HaTorah, there was a Machlekes in this Nekuda also. Rabbi Lezer was a Shamuti, he was Mitamide Beis Shammai. Rabbi Kiva, he says, was from Tamide Beis Hillel. So Memele, Rabbi Kiva was a Mavir al Midoiso, that means he let himself be stepped on, he was insulted, thus he was a Mavir al Midoiso. Beis Shammai, Rabbi Lezer was not a Mavir al Midoiso, he couldn't. His position forced him that he couldn't be a Mavir al Midoiso. Now, there's a besondere school of a Mavir al-Midoiso, Mavir al-Kolpshot, Kol HaMerach, that means there's a besondere anhoged of a person that is a Mavir al-Midoiso. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva, who was a Mavir al-Midoiso, because he held La'alochi, he could be a Mavir al-Midoiso. So Rabbi Kiva was Zeiche to Min HaShemayim, to also Merachim. Rabbi Lezer could not be a Mavir al Midoisov, so Mamela he didn't have this Mila, but it's no raya that Rabbi Kiva was greater than him. Rabbi Kiva held that he was permitted to be a Mavir al Midoisov, so if he was a Mavir al Midoisov, he had the Bezundere school of Mavir al Kopshov, and this was Moira Rachme Shemaim that there should be Kshamim. Rabbi Lezer Leider his position made that he couldn't be a Mavir al Midoiso, since he was a Godel Adir and he was Mitamide Beis Shammai that held, you're not permitted to be a Mavir al Midoiso, you have to be a Kapdam to show Kvod HaTorah. So that's why his tefillos weren't nene, but it doesn't show in any way that Rabbi Lezer was not as great as Rabbi Kiva. Tano Rabon, Admosa Yukshomim Yerdim Vatzibur Poiskim Mitaniso. That means that even though Bezdin was Geyser Tainis, but if it starts raining, we'll see that a Tzibur is permitted to be Poisik the Tainis. The Tzulis Wanene, there's no Tzorich anymore to fast, but how much rain does one need in order to Tzibur Poiskim Mitaniso? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'yotzi b'poiski mitanisam d'snan ovru eilu v'loi nenu bezden geizrin oi sholish tanis. This is the Mishnah that you base on the base. Of the Eilu v'leinenu bezden geizrin gimel tanis acheres ala tzibu. Avo nenu, beis the chois, what if it's nenu? Shuv ein tzrichen lisanais, then you don't have to fast. אני מילי ציבר, אבל יוחד שאי מסענה על החילה ונשרפי על היצורה ועוברו, אי מסענה ומשלים כדמינן לאל, כדמור לאל כך שמעתי. Now it seems that Rashi is bringing a raya, Rashi is bringing a raya from that Mishnah that is an din inyan of poiskin tainis. That means even though there was a Kabbalist tainis, for a zman mugbul, but if it started raining, so then the mapsik in the middle. Now what's Rashi's raya? It's Rashi brings a raya from that Mishnah. Ovlo eilu v'loy nenu. If after the first three taneisim they were not nene, bezn geizre noy, there were geizre another three taneisim. Avo nenu, shuv ein tzrich in lisan, it's an only after fast. So there, here's no raya that is a din poiskin. Here, avro eilu v'loi nenu, it's a bezel geyser in gimel tainis, the geyser gimel tainis acheles. If they're nene, it's a bezel is not geyser. There's no need to be geyser. But Rashi seems to bring a raya from this mission, there's a din poiskin. V'yitzibo poiskin mitanisam. Avo nenu, yeah, so Rashi brings a raya, and by Yochid it's not like this. L'cheir et sepele. Bachsach mir from this Rashi would be a gewaldike raya to the Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari, and if you'd base them at base, is a kasha. Yes, a kasha, the Mishnah that you'd base them at base says, Avo eilu v'loi nenu, bezen geizem gimot ani yisacher salat zibo. Then it says, "Ovreilu loynenu bezel geizem aleim oicheva shehen yigimol tiny salatziba." Altogether, they're 13 taneisim. So the Gvura Sari asked, "Why did the Mishnah have to add up 3, 3, and 7 to tell 3, 3, and 7 to tell me that they're 13? I can figure that out by myself." So the Gvura Sari says, "Amir de kechidish," which is not the pashtus loshon of the Mishnah. He says that when it came Rosh Chodesh Kislev and they saw it's not raining, there was already a gzeire of Yud Gimel Tainiyus. That means there's a set of Yud Gimel Tainiyus. And Lamaise, that they were Mekabel Rosh Chodesh already. They were Mekabel on themselves Yud Gimel Tainiyus. He says, and then later, the day after there were Geizer, 3 Taneisim and Nachtem, 3 Taneisim. Then it went piecemeal, but betchile there was a gzeira of yud gimel tainis, and if in the middle there was rain, so then they stopped. So memela, so you have enough. So forget. So Rashi is being a raya from this mishnah that there's a din poiskin, that there's a din after that there's a that even though there was a kabbalas tainis. But if it's Yoduk Shamim, so Memela, so the Pesach. So now the Gemara wants to find out how much Shamim has to run, has to rain, that it should be Pesach. That's the Gemara Shaila. Admosa Yuak Shamim Yerdim Vahatzibo Pesach Mitanis. So we hear a Machlekes Tanoi. Kimolei berech amachrishe divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rashi says, Kimolei berech amachrishe, im tishtishu hakshomim, bo'oimek hakarke, is this, the kshomim saturated, kishir shuras manis amachrishe, l'cheire the oimek of the blade of the machrishe, that means as far as the blade of the machrishe goes down, that's as far the kshomim saturated it. Berech hu hakli shechir shemboi. Mabrichin oisai samuch lekalkik shechir shemboi. That's why it's called berech.
klima. So mamela, how deep does the water have to go? Meloy hatelam sheyiru hamayim betelam machishos shekain kulta. The kulta is going already on the bed. So that's the shear. The shear is sperech hamachisha. That's the oimek. It has to rain so far that the tishtishu akshamim ba'oimek hakach. That means it's saturated so much. Now, the chachamim oim, the chachamim oimrim, that first of all, there's no standard shear. We have to know the dryness of the karka. Becharove, if there is a dry karka, tefach. So then if it's saturated at tefach, so Rashi will say, we'll see in Rashi, so that means it rained very much in order for it to saturate a tefach of a dry karka. So, that's the roiv kshomim which is needed. So if it's saturated at tefach, that's yod kshomim. The bainin is, if it's not a extremely dry karka, the bain is the karka, so then, to go down the tefach, you don't need so much rain. So then it has to be tvachayim. Two tvachim it has to go down. Pa'avudo, if you have a karka which was plowed, so it's a very soft karka, so then very easily the rain saturates into the karka, so then there's a din of shleisha tvachim, it has to saturate three tvachim of karka. Zot Rashi, becharov karka yeveisha tefach. Even the charevi, since this is a dry karka, v'nichnesu bo hakshomim tefach, and the tefach was able to, the kshom were able to penetrate a tefach, v'adai roiv kshomim yodos. So then we can assume that roiv of the kshomim that should fall had already fallen. V'avudo charusho, kigoin sodanir, anichnosim bo kshomim harbe. So when kshomim harbe rain on it, is then it's gimel tvachim, so then it saturates till gimel tvachim. Afilu b'kshamim mo'otim nichnosim bo b'tefach ay b'tvachayim. So that does not prove that there was roiv kshamim, so therefore you need three tvachim. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Eimer. Ein lecho tefach milamaylo she'ein tahoim yoytze likrosoi shloisha tvachim. So now Rav Shimon ben Elozo said that when it rains milamaylo and the karka milamaylo gets saturated at tefach, so the time which is all the way on the bottom, so it rises three tvachim. The time rises three tvachim when the rain milamaylo went down at tefach. That's a memory of Shimon ben Elozo. So the Gemara asked for Hasanya Tfochayim. We learned that when a tefach falls, the time is oile two tvachim, not three tvachim. So what is Pshat Reb Shimon ben Elozo? So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, kan ba'avudo, kan b'she'eino avudo. That means if it is a karka avude, and it rained a tefach, so then the time is oile tutvach. If it is a karka beninis, this adreshaslan's pshad, so then if it was yered a tefach, so the time is oile tutvachim. And he explains, the Rishash explains as follows. That means, if a karka beninis, So we said a karka beinin is enough rain is when it saturates two tvachim. Al kaponim, when it saturated half of enough rain, so the time is oile three tvachim. That shiur we hear. That's a din by Shimon Elozo speaking about a karka beinin is. So if half of the required shear was saturated, the time is oile three tvachim. So therefore, by a karka avude, what would be half of the required shear? A tefach and a half. a tefach and a half, which is the half of three tefachim. So a tefach and a half, it would be oile three tefachim. So it comes out in the karka avudah that for each half tefach milamaylo, it's oile a tefach milamata. So if Bekert, so the Baraisa is speaking about a karka avudah. So when there were two half tefachim that went in, so meila, so two tefachim al oile min hatahim. So meila, there's no kashem shimin alozah. The Baraisa is speaking about a karka avudah. Shimin alozah is speaking about a karka bainim. Let us see Rashi. Ein lecho kol tefach shenichnesu akshamim ba'ime karka tefach. Even though the thickness of the earth is alfe gamidi, is 1,000 amis, so what happens, what do we gain that the time was oila three tvachim if there's 1,000 amis? Somehow there is some moisture that gets into the karka, and then that helps the crops grow. When a tefach falls, so it only is oila based for him. That's not too much. So therefore, if not too much came into the karka, so it won't come out from the tahim, three tvachim. Ela pulte tvachayim. Shahina avude, but if the karka is ein avude, the chinich nusu botafach, tveyu denoch. So then more rain had a rain in order for it to saturate a tefach. So then the time is oile kineged this tefach gimul tvachim. Let us see the Gemara further. Amar Abelosa, Sheminaschin es hamayim b'chad, and the menasech, the mayim b'chak, tahayim oima l'chaveiroi. So the tahayim, here we'll see that the tahayim is called the bodies of water. So there's mayim halyoinim, and there's mayim atachtoinim. So the tahayim over here is going at the mayim halyoinim. Oima l'chaveiroi, it says to the mayim atachtoinim, Abba meimecho. You should go and let your mayim flow up. Koil shnei reyim ani shemei. I hear the koil of the shnei reyim of the two friends. Shenema koil el p'toim al tohoim koirei le koil ksinoi recha. Let us see Rashi. Abba lo shenachol neivei. It should start being, it should start flowing. Koil shnei reyim. I hear the koil of the two friends. What are the two friends? Nisuch amayim v'nisuch hayayim. The Gemara says in Masech Tesukim that they both fell together, that the safal of mayim had a smaller hole than the safal of yayin, that they should both fall together, because yayin is thicker. So you could hear the koil shnei reyim when they fell, so they fell together. So they're called the two friends, the two nisuchim. Tahayim al toim koirei, mayim al yoinim, mayim al tachtoinim. Tzinei recho, lekoil tzinei recho, the koil of the two tzineires, the two channels, oison shnei safolim. Omar Rabbe, ledidi chozili, Rabbi says, I saw Hai Ridye. Now, the Ridye was a malach. There was a shah of the Kshomim. he was the one that when the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that there should be kshamim, so he gave him permission, and he was the one that was masada. He's the one that masada the kshamim should be. The didi chazili I ridye. I saw this malach. That's the name of the malach is ridye. Domi le igle. He's similar to a calf. Who pirsa or prita sibosei, and his lips are separated. It means it's like a smile, it's a matzav of smiling, of happiness, of simcha. V'kaimo, and he's oimed, bein tohime tato le tohime ilo. And he stands between these two tohimes, these two bodies of water, le tohime ilo o malei chasher meimecho. That it should rain. Le tohime tato o malei ava meimecho, that your water should flow. Shenemar, this is where it brings the pasuk. Hanitzonim niru ba'oretz, eis hazomer higia, v'koil ha'toyer nishma ba'artzeinu. So that the koil ha'toyer is going on this malach that is looks like a shoyer, an eagle, and Rabbi was able to see him. Let us see Rashi. Hai Ridye, Malach Hamamun Alakshamim Kach Shmoy. Dome le igle, Veloy Garsinin Tilsa, not an eagle Tilsa, is Dome it an eagle. Bei Toime Ilo le Tato. Bei Kuru Kihonis Peche de Noshki Ara or Rekia, where the earth meets the Rekia. Toime Ilo, Maimor Yoinim. Chasher Meimecho Berekia. Abba meimecho lemata bekarke. I bring the posik in Shir HaShirim. Anitzonim niru v'oret. Kloima. So, nitzonim, the Rashi wants to say pshat, is a lotion of nates, of blossoming. So what's that? Anitzonim niru v'oret. Kloima. Sheminaschim mayim bechak. And the menasech mayim bechak, shanisuchim niru ba'oret, so now, this nisuchim was niru ba'oret, she'ein boin elo misham lechavata, that means these nisuchim, the reyim, the combined nisuchim of mayim v'yayin, they don't come every day. They come once a year. She'ein boin elo misham lechavata, kineitze she'neyeitze elo misham lechavata. So just like a blossom comes once a year, so we're called Hanitzonim, we're called these two Nisochim, which are falling, so we name them Nitzomim, they're similar to blossoms, they come once a year. Hanitzonim niru v'oret. Ve'eis ha-zomir higia. What's that eis ha-zomir? Zmiris ha-chak. That we hear that by the Shavis Amayim, there was Shafta Mayim Besosin, there was with Shire, with Tetzvah of Shira Malais, it was Miris, Eis HaZomer Higir, now is the time for Miris. And then, the Keil HaTer Nishma Barzeinu Oz, that means if we hear, we hear on the Tzonim Niro, that there were Menasech, the Mayim and Yayim, And it was Besimche. Oz Koil HaTeir Malach Daimel L'Sheir Targim Sheir Tu Shebeshor Shemasri Mayim Bechak Hu Aimer came. So in this Zman the Koil HaTeir Nishma Barzeinu and the Zman of Sukkis, then we can hear the Koil HaTeir that tells each Tohim to give out its waters. That's one pshat Marashi. Another pshat, loshen acher kemashmoi, hanitzonim niru. That's what we're talking about, the food is blossoming. So speaking about nisin, vazomer higia, in this man of ktzirekein. That means everything is working on time, everything is on time. When does this occur? Bishor shekoil hatoyer nishma. When the koil hatoyer, koil hatur, was nishma in sukkis, so then everything can come in time. That means the koilatur is zicher and the zman of nisach hamayim v'ayayim. So if the koilatur was nishma bizmanoi, so then the blossoming and the ktsira will also be bizmanoi. Let us just see the Mishnah for 1 minute. The Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, we have as follows. Hoyu mis'anim v'yordu lehem kshomim kaidam ha'netzach hame. They were fasting, and before the night, it started raining. Lo yashlimu, they're not mechuyim to be mashed. La'acher ha'netzach hamo, yashlimu. So it started already a yom tzayim, and there was the bitzumei shal yom, they were fasting already, and then it started raining. So Yashlim, they should be mashlim that day. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kaidem Chatzos, Lo Yashlimu. If it started raining before Chatzos, not mechuyev to be mashlim. L'acha Chatzos, Yashlimu. Maise Shegozru Tainis Belud, V'yodolam Gishomim Kaidem Chatzos, Omlam Rabtar V'nsu V'ichlu Ushesu V'asu Yontif. So it seems Rav Tarfon paskened like Rabbi Lezer. Kaidem chatzos, they don't have to be mashlim, so he told them to eat. V'yotzu v'ochlu v'shosu v'osu yontu v'bo v'ena v'bayim v'koru halu l'agodu, they said, oidu. Now let us see Rashi. Kaidem haneitz lo yashlimu, dakati lechal alayu tainis. Kinochsik shomim. That means, even though the yom is starts from alois hashachar, but seems that kol mitzvahs hayom yecheshmen with the nates. So for some reason we say that lechal alayu, the ikatainis comes with the nates. Takatil chal alayu tainis kinochsik shomim. So when it started raining, the tainus wasn't chal. That's the svore of the Tanakame. We consider that the tainus started with the nates. Kaidem chatzos. Now the second day, that's Rabbi Lezer, hold that kaidem chatzos. The chatzos is man achilahi. A chatzos is this man achila for Tamidei Chachomim. So memele till chatzos. So there's a segment of Klal Yisrael that doesn't eat at all. So that's not considered that they started fasting already. If you go to Midah Chachomim, who this man achilas by chatzos, so they didn't fast yet. Every day they're like this. So memele, so since there's a choshev segment of Klal Yisrael that by them this man achilas didn't come yet. So by them, the tainus is considered that it started when the zman achila came and they didn't eat then. The chatzos zman achila is machatzos ve'elech chala tainus. That already is shein zman achila. Kimin shloi sodu b'shasude. So then, if they're not eating then from chatzos, then we see that's when the tainus started already. So pasu yontev mitoich simcha. Halol agodol hoidu lelekei elekim kili oylam chazda. Nei shenema boi noisen lechem lechol boso kenemrinim b'shilei psochim. So that is why when that mizmor is very appropriate by when the Yeridus kshamim. Now let us see our Gemara. Tana Rabban. Hoyu mis'anim, v'yordu lem kshomim kaidem ha'netzach hame, lo yashlimu. So it wasn't, we don't consider that the tainus was chal. La'acher ha'netzach hame, yashlimu. Divrei Ramei. Rab Yehuda imer, kaidem chatzos, lo yashlimu. La'acher chatzos, yashlimu. So that's like a balaz in the Mishnah. Rab Yosi imer, kaidem teshois, lo yashlimu. Achatashoish Yashlimu. Shekemotzinu ba'achov melech Yisrael. שיסענו מתשע שויס ולמיילו, שנמה הרואיסו כי נכנה אחות. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says שכן מוצינו קלוימה, שאין לך אודם באילום שאין טיינס חל אולוב מתש שויס ואילוב. That means that there's other people till teshois, they're not up to eating. By teshois, they're up to eating. Who are these people? Afilu b'nei melochim, shedalkam lechol b'teshois. Now why do they eat so late? Because they just got up. She'ad gimul shonis hem yishenim b'miteseyim. The first 3 hours of the day, they're sleeping. So they're 3 hours behind everyone else. The shoyin shisha shoyis v'oichlim. So then they wait 6 hours to eat, which is teisha shoyis. Kumrina v'psochim afula grifas hamelach shrogil lechol b'teisha shoyis b'yoyim lo yoichol ad shetechshav. So we learned this out from Achav. Shenema haro'iso. This is said to Eliyo, haro'iso, did you see ki nichta Achav mipona? Now what's the ma'isa with Achav? Achav loichola tanisei olov elo mites shois v'iloch. That Achav's tainis started from teshois. Va'at teshois oyoyochol lechel shaloigomar b'daitel is'anoit. That means he wasn't eating stamazai because B'chal doesn't eat till teshois. So memele, so till teshois stamazai there wasn't any semblance of a tainis. אלא שבו אליו עושה היום, שנכנס בקרם נבויס הישראלי, that means he had wanted to take over the Kerem, and Novis did not want to sell it to him, so he made a whole mice, and he killed Novis, and then he entered the Kerem to take over it. Eliyo Novi came to him, first you kill and then you yarshin. Yilku aklovim. So he told them aklole that the klovim will be malakik the dam. Receive vayotzim. So when he heard this, is vayotzim shis ana oisei hayayim. So the pashas of Rashi seems to be saying, so if it was called a tzim, that what he did, was that he didn't eat by Teisha Shoi, still Teisha Shoi, Stamazi never ate. So Kochach, the Pasik, called it a tzoim, that what he did not eat, mi Teisha Shoi, sad Yud Bei Shoi, that's called a tzoim. Let us just see 1 second, the Rabbeinu Hananu. It's 3 lines from the bottom of the Rechent Ben Chananu, it's by the 2 stars. Kabole biyat chachomim. That is a Kabola, Meseire. Ki biyoim shenerag novois, boi bayoim higiya hashmua liizevu, u boi bayoim yorod achav al kamoi larishtoi, u boi bayoim Omale Eliyo harotzachto v'gam yerashto, u'miyad nichna. Achav was nichna, shenema v'ikashmei Achav, v'sa dvorem eilu v'ikras begodo, v'yosem sak al besore, v'yotzem v'yishka v'sak v'yihalech at. Ugmiri. So that's psukim. So what's the Kabbalah? Ugmiri, da'hi shato sho chiyis avoy. That means when Eliyo Anovi came to him, so this was Shochis, the Tzom Sholei Shoi, and he heard this, and he lost his appetite for sure, and he was Mekabel Tainus, he's going to fast, he was Machni himself. The Tzom Sholei Shoi Sachoinus Minayim, the Nechshav Tzoyim, the Siva Reiso, Ki Nichna Achav. Avrai Yibush Nisan Achav, Mitesh Shoi Salamai Loleka, but, That's the Kabbalah, that's what happened. It happened after Teshoi. So Asal Koponim, Rabbi Yossi holds that Kozman, there's a small segment of Klal Yisrael who by them, it's not called that the tainus went into effect, because they never eat till teisha shoyis, so it's not called that the tainus was chal. After teisha shoyis already, so everyone was affected by the tainus, then it's called the tainus was chal, it's a yom tzayim, and then that even though it started raining, we're goyma the yom tzayim. Zog de Gemara weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Gozar Tainise, V'yoldu lehem kshomim la'acha ha'neitzachame. And it started raining after the neitzachame. Sova la'ashlominu. He wanted to be mashlom the tainis. This is like Rameya. Omar le Rabbi Yami, koidim chatzois v'acha chatzois shoninu. We learned Koidim Chatzos V'Acha Chatzos. Where is this Shaninu? I think Pshar is Shaninu from Rab Talfin. We see the mice of Rab Talfin, that Rab Talfin seems he was Machia, that if it rained before Chatzos, he told him to eat. Shmuel Akotin Gozer Tainisa V'Yodul and Kshonim Koidim HaNeitzacham. Rain before the Neitzacham. Kesvurim ha'om loymar shvoche shel tzibohu. Kesvurim ha'om loymar shvoche shel tzibohu. That this is a praise of the tzibohu. That's hakeret. Before even the nates, it started raining already. Omar lehem shmuel loy shvach shel tzibohu. This is not a shvach. Omar lehem shmuel em sholochem moshe. Lamo adov odoymar. לעבד שמבקש פרס מרבוי, אומר להם, תנו לו יבלש מקוילה. He says, that would have rained before. We didn't have a time to be mispallel. So it doesn't, that's not to our credit. It means the Bansham doesn't want to listen to our tefillah, so give them the rain already. It's so many shnudgin. Shuv, another maise, Shmuel HaKotn Gozel Tainisa. V'yodolem kshomim la'acha shkiya sachama. That means the whole day they were davening. After the shkiya, it rained. Svurim amloima, oh, shvach yishol tzibur, that's it. Because we fasted, we davened. No, it started raining. Omalem shmuel e shvach shol tzibur, ala'em sholach hamosho l'mo'ado v'doime. La'eved shemavakish pras miraboy. Omar lehem, you give it to him right away? No, I'm tinid loy, achi yismak meik, vi yitztaya, vachkach tnu loy. Well, give it to him right away. Let him mutchizich a little bit, and then he'll get it. So memele, so that's the whole thing for Kerta. We fasted the whole day. Then after we fast, I'm sure, look. Then he gives it to us. That's not a shvach shel tzibur. Like the gemore, or the shmuel, akotn, shvachi shel tzibur, heichi domi. Omar Mashi Baruach Venosho Zike, Omar Merid HaGeshem Ve'osa Mitrodevi Siklo. The Rebbein Shalom wants Atzvilis Achoshuv, and as soon as they started davening, so the Ebishter shows that Atzvilis won his Kabbal. Rashi, Shmuel HaKotn Gozer Tainis V'Yol Dukshomim Kodim Neitzacham Shvach Tzibu, Shatayim Lekol, they weren't Mispalo, V'nenu, V'mo Adov Odoim. Zog de Gemara weiter, Meise begozlo tainis beluk, benema halol meikore. The Mishnah says, Rav Tarfon told them that after they should first eat and drink, and then they should say halol. Zabaye verove da omri tavayu. So why didn't say halol right away? First eat and drink, then say halol. Lefishen oimrim halol elo al nefesh sveya vekeres meleya. Hello, benefesh sveya. Rashi says, "Mitrich shekosov boi noisein lechem lechol boso, no lehi omer ala seiva." That means, "Sizokt sich besser when you feel the noisein lechem lechol boso, you experiencing it, then the halal on the doors is said nicer and better." Rav Poppe ikla lebeik nishte da abiguba v'gozul tainis v'yodu lem kshomim ad chatzois v'oma halul v'achakach ochlu v'shosu. So we see it, so that it's not like a ptalfin. The Gemara, Shani b'nei mechuzah d'shchichu bu shikras. So Trashi d'shchichu bu davi guber shem odom imokim. Shchichu bu yayin v'shichrus uposhi v'lo yoimru alo. So therefore, he wanted to make sure yichaparayim alo. I was just thinking, perhaps if we could bring a raya from this Gemara to the Tumas Hadeshin. Tumas Hadeshin, in Simen Lamed Hei, Klelza Shaila, what is the din if a person sees the Levone, and it's be Lele Achoil, should he be Mekadesh the Levone then? Or wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. There's an Indian that, that to be Mekadesh the Levona, Kshu Mevusim, is wearing Big Day Shabbos. That's a Hiddel to be Mekadesh the Levona then. Or now he sees the Levona, he should be Mekadesh the Levona now. So the Tumas Tessin says a very interesting Loshen. He says, Dachol Heiche, the Roihu Lehistapek Shetaver HaMitzvah, the possibility that the person might be over the mitzvah, ein mashin oisa afilu kedei lasoisa yoisa min hamufcha. So therefore he says like this, if there's a lot of nights, if leil mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh is the ninth day in the month, so he has a few, even though it'll be cloudy days, but mitzvah there'll still be a day that they'll be able to mekadesh the levone, so then he should wait. But if there's a sofik, kol heichad d'roi hu lehistapek, there's a sofik, shetaver ha-mitzveh, that by waiting, that the shetaver ha-mitzveh, ein mashe noisa afilu kedei lasoisa yoisa min ha-mutcha. So he says, even though the Shehiyah will make it a mutcha, but if there's a suffix that he might lose the mitzvah, so you don't, you magdim the mitzvah shaloi min ha-mutcha, because it might become, you might lose the mitzvah if you'll wait till you're able to do it min ha-mutcha. So l'chay this is mamish agamore. Agamore, it says that, shani b'nei mechuzu d'shchichu bu shikris. I don't know, it was a vadai. So there was a tzatzofik mistama that if they'll eat now, they won't be able to say hallo. I don't know, it was a vada. It was a possibility. So here we see klor that your mevata, a hiddo of hallo lala soiva, because there's a sofik you might lose the klor of the ganza hallo. The Tumas Hadeshin does not bring this right. It brings a right from a gemara in Yevamis, but this gemara is a shtikul raya. Let us see Taisvis, Shani b'nei mechuzah de shchichu bo shikris, olohochi hayoimrim halu koidim, agolu koidim sha'ochlu yoichlu b'yish. V'psuki de zimre noigim loimer shachris, so Taisvis says, we say, every Shabbos, we say v'psuki de zimre, halu agolu, so what's pshat nos? L'cheira ala godol should be said ala soiva. So Taisvis doesn't seem to explain the teretz. Taisvis says, as a matter of fact, the Yaivitz says pshat in Taisvis. Will he nefesh sveya? Lefisha nefesh sveya usmeicha b'shabes sheyesh la'odom nefesh yisayre. B'yontev yesh simche gam psuki de zimre v'samche leit. So he says, p'sazoyim psuki de zimre in Shabbos, this is sviya, this is nefesh yisayre. So memele, so what food can accomplish by hungry people, Shabbos and the Pesukim de Zimra alone can accomplish by the Mespalolei Shabbos. So it's also said it's Nema mitoich Simche, mitoich So this is also where Mekayim, Nefesh Seveya, Keres Malaya Besach, Netaba Nefesh Seveya, we hear. Now, the Tosfos, the end of Tosfos, the Alkad Yeshayah, it's very unclear what Tosfos, and Vashas Tfile, Ein Eimre Moise, Ela Benefesh Seveya, or Bekeres Malaya, it's very unclear what Tosfos means to say Vashas Tfile. In Bechlal, by us, we're not speaking about Bishas Tfilah, we're speaking about after davening already. Now the Shaila was, it started raining. So, it's a gather of Heidah, it's not Tfilah. So, they need Nefesh Svei, it's the Lashon of Tosfos. Chayyad the Mechubin, the Tosfos wants to differentiate between Shabbos and by a Tainis. Chodron Allah say the Tainis Eidah. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Bishloisha prokim bashone, kahanim noisim eskapeyim arba ponim pomim bayoim. The three matzovim that the kahanim duchin four times a day. The four times are bishachis, bimusev, bimincha, uben ilash sheorim. By these four tfilas, the kahanim are noisi kapai. Which are the three prokim that when this is done, betainiyais, so this is the Ritva says these are the Taniyas Lutzerich Kshamim. So there was a Tzilas Nile. Ube Ma'amodais, we'll see the Anshay Maimed used to, there's a problem side by Taniyas and side by Ma'amodais, there's no Musaf then, but the Anshay Maimed used to be Mesanin, they used to be Naisi Kapayim. Ubi Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippur also, they're Naisi Kapayim by the four tefillahs. Rashi, Bishloisha Prokim, Bemusef, Meforosh, Bigmore, Aces, in these three manim, your Naisi Kapayim by four tefillahs, there's no Musaf by the Tainis, and there's no Musaf by the Mamodis. Nilash Sheorim. What is Nilash Sheorim? Which Sheorim are we speaking about? Mefeirish bebroches Yerushalmi bepeik Tfilas Hashachar. Ein Masai Nila. Yesh Oimrim Nilash Sharei Migdosh. That was Ma'at Koidem Alayla. Yesh Oimrim Nilash Sharei Shamayim Shenoilim Oison La'eis Erev Bigmar Tfile. And that is Betchilas Halayla. Noigim oyu lispalo tfilas ne'ila b'chol tanisom, by the tanesim also, k'derech shemispalo b'yayim ha'kippur. Now he's going to explain already what are these mamodis who say they used to fast also. Eilu hain mamodis, lefi shenema tzavis b'nei Yisrael es kolboni lachmi. Then the Rai is from the Sefer the Kor. Tishmeru la'akriv libo mo'yadoi. Being Rashi in Saita said the Rai is from Tishmeru. That I forget that they should be shomer da'akrov esakov. Rashi says, Tishmur lakri libu my adoy, heich shoymer im einei oymid al gabo, Rashi Megillah. So from here we learn out, v'chei eich kol boni sholom kor vino oymid al gabo, where's your tishmeru? Yiskinu nevi'im orishoynim esrim v'arbo mishmoreis. The Ritva brings before Bismamayisha, Aaron, there was eight mishmoreis, and then the number that became to the 24 this is David Shmuel. Iskino nevim arishoinim esrim ba'arbo mishmores, that there are 24 mishmores kahanim alavim, and now kol mishmor oyamaymed Yerushalayim shal kahanim shal avim v'shal Yisraelim. Let us see Rashi. Elohein ma'modois המסענים מספללים בעוריהם שיסקבל ברוצן קולבן אחיהם כדלקמו. Now, from the Loshna of Rashi, we'll see later that there were two Anshei Maimed. The people who lived in Yerushalayim, or the outskirts of Yerushalayim, so there were 24 Mamodis of these people, who each Maimed used to go twice a year to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they used to be Oymed on the B'Shas HaKodes HaKolbonos. Now, those who lived in Yerushalayim or the outskirts of Yerushalayim. The Yisraelim that lived in Gans Eretz Yisrael, they were not Oylel Yerushalayim. No, the whole Ir V'Ir, they used to be Koines, the Beis HaKnesses, and they used to fast, they used to be Koire the Teire, used to be Mispalo, that the Kobonis should be Miskabel. So Rashi says, Eilu Hein Mamodois, Hamisanin, the Mamodis which are fasting, Mispalalim Boreyem, she is Kabul Berotza in Kolben Acheim Kidulakamo. Now, the Rehitis Loshna Rashi, it would seem that only those that were Boreyem used to be Misane. Eilen Mamodis Hamisanin, Mispalalim Boreyem, she is Kabul Berotza in Kolben Acheim. The Ritva says all used to fast. The Mamodis and the Beis Midish also used to fast. Lefi shen nemar tzavas b'nei Yisrael, shatomit bo min hashkolim shol kol Yisrael. V'yev sheshi kol Yisrael oindim al gabi kabonom, v'yu Mamodis liyas b'mkoyma. Neviyam orishoinim, Shmuel v'dovid, v'gmorim meforish. Al kol mishmo, on each mishmo, ארבו ועשרים משמורי של כהנם היו, ושמול ודוד תקנו, ועל כל משמו היה מעמד בירושלים, בירושלים שקבועים ועומדים בעיר, ועומדים על כל בנחיים. So those who were in Yerushalayim, so they were in the Beis HaMikdash. Volavad Eilu Adorim Birushalayim Oy Mamodis Bechol Ir. That in every city there was also Mamodis. She Yisrael Nechikul Lechov Dalid Mamodis Keneged Arbo Ve'esrim Mishmoreis. That means that for the 24 Mishmoreis of Kanam Levim, the 24 Mamodis. Kisani Bebraish Shomem Tes Midis Vahayne Disnan. Hoyomaimid Birushalayim, that's what says in our Mishnah, Hoyomaimid Birushalayim, Shal Kahanim, Shal Levim, Shal Yisraelim. Higiyas man Hamishma Lalois, if this man came for the Mishnah to be Oile, Kahanim, Ulevim, Oilim, Lirushalayim, Yisrael Shabo Oisoi Mishma, Miskansim, Loreim, Vekirin, Bemaise, Bereshis. Let us see Rashi. Kahanim, Ulevim, Shal Mishma, Hoyoilim, Yerushalayim. Kahanim, Lavoide, Levim, Lashir. Mikol, Mamodoi, Seikibuim, Yerushalayim, Lamoido, Kolben, Achayim. Vashahoyim, Miskansim, Loreim, Mispalam al Kolben, Achayim, Shiskabel, Berotzoin, Misanin, Beitzin Sefer Teire b'yoyim taniso. Now, just two ha'ores. One ha'ore, from Rashi it would seem that at the end of Rashi, Beitzin Sefer Teire b'yoyim taniso, they took out a Sefer Teire b'yoyim taniso, that Rishash has l'cheret slav dafket, so later they fasted Monday till Thursday, and they learned the Teire Sunday and Friday also. So it seems that they became Tanisam Lacher Islam Dafke. That's the order of the Rishash. Now, there's one other Ha'ore. There are different Lashonis in Rashi. Rashi Daftes Vov Omed Beis, when Rashi spoke about Rashi Daftes Vov Omed Beis, says, Anshei Maimed, Echad Kehanim, Levim v'Yisraelim hakvuyim v'oimdim u'mispalulin al kol ben acheim sheyizkabo l'rotzim v'oimdim l'shom b'shas avoided. Ha'ech kabon ishalim korev u'ein yoimed al gabo. So Rashi Dafta Zvavim with Bey seems to hold that the Anshei Maimed were made out of Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, that they were Kahanim Levim were also a chelik of the Anshei Maimed. That's what it seems from this Rashi. Rashi, which we had just learned, doesn't seem to say that. Kahanim Levim Shal Mishmayelim Yerushalayim Kahanim Lavoy De Levim Lashir. They were the Levim Yerushalayim Lamed Shekfuim Yerushalayim Lamed Lakob Nachayim. These were the Yisraelim. The Ritva says Klo, like that, like this Rashi over here, that the Kahanim Levim were at all not in the Maimed, they just were by the Avoid and the Shir. And the Miri also says like that, but he brings down a different sheet that in the Maimed Gufa, there were Kahanim Levim, and he's Chaylikah.